Hello, welcome back to Hard Fact to Nigeria Info and Herring Pot Hanker to number one talk station. I'm Dio. It's 9 minutes come past 4 p.m. And you're welcome to join the conversation. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH also. And here's the matter we'll discuss next. PDP considers expulsion of G5 governors, dissolution of party structures in their states. Details in this state newspaper. And here is here's a bit of the story. The PDP is considering expelling members of the G5 governors, which is made up of River State Governor Yesu Mwike Seyi Makinde of Oyo State, Samuel Otem of Benue State, Ifeanyi Ugwuanyi of Enugu State, and Okezie Ikpeazu of Abia State, if they go ahead and announce their support for any presidential candidate other than Alhaji Atiku Abubakar. Now, Atiku, by the way, is the PDP presidential candidate. A reliable source, a member of the PDP Presidential Campaign Council, disclosed this yesterday and said another measure being considered by the leadership of the main opposition party was the dissolution of the party structures in the respective states of the G5 governors, who are also referred to as the Integrity Group, and established caretaker committees to run the affairs of the party in the five states. Now, according to the source, taking such action would also affect the political ambitions of Makinde, who is seeking re-election as governor, as well as Okezie, Otem and Ikpeazu, who are all contesting for the senatorial seats in their respective states. Dissolving the party structure will also affect their loyalists who are contesting different positions under the PDP in Abia, Rivers, Oyo, Benue and Enugu. The governors elected a platform, the PDP, in what many had described as another jamboree on Monday, travelled to the UK for another strategic meeting. So let's talk about this for a bit. And you might remember the River State governor said he will soon announce whom he will be supporting, the presidential candidate he will be supporting for next year's general elections, which might include the position of the other members of the G5 group of governors. And it does seem very likely that they will not be supporting the PDP, their party's presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. So I'm asking you, the actions of these G5 governors, does it constitute anti-party activities, in your opinion? Does it? And if it does, would the party be right to expel them? And what other sanctions do you think the party could take, one of which has been muted or by some unnamed source, is dissolving the party structures in the various states and appointing caretaker committees. In other words, taking over the party structures from the governors. And this would affect them. Three of them want to go to the Senate. One of them, the governor in Oyo State, Makinde, is seeking re-election as governor. And even though the River State governor is not contesting any election, as it were, he does have loyalists in River State who are contesting various political positions within the state and even at the national level as well. So they might be affected by this. But I'd like to get your take. Or do you think there are other sanctions that the party could mete out to them if you consider their actions as anti-party? The line's open. Call 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. We're live on facebook.com/ NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Once again, at the moment, the conversation, PDP considers expulsion of G5 governors, dissolution of party structures in their states, the actions of these G5 governors, do they constitute anti-party activities? I believe they are in the UK at the moment, or at least they were yesterday, where they went to hold another strategic meeting or series of meetings, possibly, as they have been doing for some time right now. I do remember asking yesterday why they have to travel outside the continent to go hold these meetings. Are there no suitable meeting places in Nigeria? or Rivers or Benue or your state for that matter. However, do you consider the actions of these governors as anti-party? Especially, I mean, well, everything they've done thus far, like I said, I think at the start of the show today, I don't know what other signs the PDP is waiting for. Well, it's seen many signs already. Maybe for the PDP, all of the existing signs do not constitute anti-party activities. Maybe an official or formal declaration of support for the presidential candidate of another party will formalize things. Even though, once again, even though it must be remembered, however, that in Lagos State, when the Rivers State governor went there for some function, he publicly endorsed the Lagos State governor for re-election. And by the way, the Lagos State governor is on the platform of the APC and not the PDP. So is it okay to endorse another candidate from another party at a different level as long as we endorse the PDP candidate? You know, just thinking out loud. So is it okay if members of the G5 group or the G5 governors endorse candidates from other parties as long as it's for other elections other than the presidential election? So, you know, that's a big confusion as well. Because once again, the Rivers State governor did somewhat endorse the Lagos State governor for re-election, and he belongs to the APC. 913, hello, you're welcome.
Hello, Dario, good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The issue of the G5 governors and the retreat of... By the way, my name is Comrade SBS Active. I'm calling for Oguna Valley Active. So the issue of the G5 governors, I think for me, the National Working Committee is afraid of this G5 governor. If not, they have done everything they should have done that will warrant sanction. They have not done that because they were afraid and looking for if they will come back. Now they have gone to extreme and they are still waiting for signs and wonder before you should sanction them. Dario, I'm seeing it as a sign of fear. This is pure fear from the National Working Committee. They will not do the anything.
But hold on. I'm also asking you, the actions of these governors thus far, are they anti-party?
I said they have done more than was supposed to have expelled all of them, but because of the National Working Committee, was afraid of them, and they are still afraid of them.
So are you suggesting then that even if they go ahead to announce their support for a different presidential candidate, the party will still do nothing?
The party will not do nothing because yes, some people have told them to their face. Say any day they try, last time they threatened that they're going to, say any day they try, he will help them and they bury PDP. And they are afraid that he will not take it because he has all it takes to do that. He has the money, all these trips and other things. He is sponsoring them, alleged. So they are afraid of him. And if they try, that you believe in me, he will think, he will help them to sink PDP.
Yeah, but endorsing candidates of other parties at governorship level or even at the presidential level, is that not already amounting to sinking the party? What other sinking is required?
They have sacked the party, but they are still seeing their hand waving and calling for help. The one they will do now, they will sink it, they will not see their hand that they will raise for any help. And that is why they are afraid. Believe in me, the National Working Committee is afraid of Nelson Mwike and his group. If not, they have committed so many offenses that will warrant expulsion. Since they were pampering them and to see if they will come back. But now they have seen that they meant what they are saying. So there's nothing else. They need no sign. All the signs they are waiting for is a sign of cowardice. That's all.
All right, once again, number to call, 0700-923-093. That number is active, and it's the only number that you are allowed to call at this time if you want to join the conversation. Yes. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Dario. Good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My name is ID, and I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go on.
Just to tell you that this G5 governor issue, Nigerian factor will come in. I might not be 100% correct, but trust me, when those guys who come back from UK, the first thing you will hear that there is a court injunction barring the party not to expel them or to sack them or to do whatever, and the battle will begin from there. That's just my own little contribution. Thank you.
But have they engaged in anti-party activities?
Already, what has been playing out, there has been a lot of anti-party issues. Endorsement of a Lagos State governor is one thing. Even when Obi came, I worked for him, is one thing. All those things, they are anti-party. So, but they know their fears, both the party and the G5 governor, they know their fears. So they know why they are still pending all these issue of sack or no sack.
So if the governors return, or when they return from the UK, if they go ahead to proclaim support for the candidate of another party at the presidential level, what do you think the party will or should do?
Of course, the party will know better. For example, if I know that you've offended me, but if I punish you, maybe you have a bigger punishment for me. You have somebody you can send to me through the back to rake me down. I'll be careful in punishing you. So they know all their fears. That's what I meant by they knew their fears. So it depends on what the power they feel the G5 governors have. And that's why they've been careful on how they are dealing with them.
But do you think the G5 governors really have that much power to warrant the party being afraid of them?
This is politics. This is politics. And the party and the persons in the party we know is things anybody can pull. So I'm not a member of PDP or any other party, but they know themselves better.
All right, good to hear from you as well. Hello. Oh, it's gone. Once again, 0700-923-0923 is the number. Joining via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. That's at Nigeria Info PH via Facebook and Twitter. Via Facebook, Nukat King goes, long overdue. Happy Michael goes, let's see. Careless Promise goes, I will be the happiest man if PDP goes ahead to dissolve the structure in River State. And Annie Amaguruju goes, Wickedness Group will be sanctioned by the PDP in line with its constitution. This will demystify Wicked's invisibility. But Wicked will get a court injunction to avert all this. Wicked will lose the party structure to Lee Mabar's leader. Simfobara will be affected, and a Pandora's box will be unleashed to discredit him. This will give APC and STP some leverage. Your thoughts on this situation? Yes, it does constitute anti-party. Okay, I'll come back to this later on. Let's take a quick call. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on.
Dayo, good evening.
Go ahead.
Dayo, this is anti-party. It has defined right from time they have committed offenses against the party's constitution. My concern here is this. The other governors from the Enugu and Abia, Eboyin, I think they have ambitions.
Yeah, the Oyo State governor has wants to come back as governor as well.
Oh, Makinde too.
Yes.
And on which platform are they going to stand? If PDP now knocks them off the platform, wouldn't it affect their election?
Well, I don't think that the PDP can change its the candidature at this time. The PDP cannot do that. Only based on the new electoral laws, only a candidate can withdraw from an election.
Okay. So if they are expelled from the party, won't it affect their re-election?
Well, possibly. I don't know.
We'll have to interrogate the law on that. Because if they know that they have any issues, definitely they will be scared. Because that would be like holding them on the balls. Do you understand? And I think it depends on the constitution, on the INEC constitution. If not, if they have this an opportunity that the party removes them, and then they do, because definitely they need to have a platform to stand. So if they don't have a platform, the people following Wike is unfortunate for them, because I don't even see any reason why they are following Wike all about. Wike has its own plans. Wike is looking for a way to become an SSG, or maybe the Attorney General, or maybe Minister of Petroleum. I think those are those key positions is what Wike is looking for between the two people he's going around with. And these other guys are following him up and down, not knowing that they have ambition. You know, and their ambition is higher than Wike's partner. But Wike is looking for a soft landing after he comes down from here, because he knows.
Yeah, but even if you're right, and the River State Governor Yusuf Wike has ambitions, like you also mentioned, the other governors have ambitions as well. So maybe everybody's working for their own ambitions.
They don't have money. It's Wike that has the money.
They're chief executive officers of states. Even if their allocations are smaller than River States, there's still a lot of money.
My brother, they know the implications of what they're going to face if they don't win this election. So they have to go behind Wike to see how he can use his own political position to also help them in their states.
But nothing was really threatening their candidature if they had not conducted what you have termed anti-party activities. They won't be at loggerheads with their party. There won't be any danger of being expelled. There won't be any danger of the party structure being taken away from them. They won't have been in this situation at all.
Yeah, exactly. But the problem now is that they have followed Wike, which has misled them. They said Wike lead, they follow, or they lead, Wike follow. I don't know, we want which one. But from what I'm seeing, they will beg. They will beg PDP. They will come back. I think they'll come back by January. They will either support PDP or they forfeit their ambition. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's take a few comments now. Yes, it does constitute anti-party activities. The expulsion to me is long overdue. But as you say, maybe the party leadership at the center is looking for a star as a sign. For me, the G5 governors are already in trouble if they declare support for another presidential candidate. I want to see how that one from my state, Otom, will convince my grandmother in the village to vote for him as a senator in PDP, but vote for another party for president in an election happening on the same day. That in itself is a problem for him, and that's Dave from Port Harcourt. Bruce Barrington on Facebook goes, it's good news. Victor Amaupu goes, get even down. Dissolving the party structures in the five states will further cripple PDP legally. And this is because the party constitution stipulates time frame for the state executives. The best the party can do is suspend the governors, but can touch the elected state LG and board excos. Furthermore, the PDP National Campaign Council has also been involved in anti-party activities. For instance, appointed Uche Secondus, a non-party man, into its campaign council, as well as romancing with suspended party men in River State and other states. So no moral or ethical justification for dissolving the party executives. And that's some Compliments, Dai, IPT Autumn, Ikpeazu Makinde and Enugu Governor. They never knew someone was fighting for his own interest. Their actions are anti-party, according to G5 leader, party is supreme. IPT Makinde, as a Yoruba man, he shouldn't join the Judas group. They should be suspended, even expelled from the party. And that's from Ayo Mike. Could have been that. Dissolving the party structure in the five states will further cripple the PDP. I think I read that earlier on. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Dayo.
Yeah, hello, go ahead.
Dayo, good evening. My name is Odimma. Dayo, for me, I think if they go ahead and dissolve their structure in those five states, it will affect PDP nationally to disturb them. But what I want to say is that them suspending the G governors might not have any effect on them, on the G governors. And or they might not be able to succeed, because now you remember this impunity has been in PDP since 2015. This center happened in PDP when they supported Buhari against Jonathan. Nothing happened to them. And we can step bearing this in mind. So for me, PDP is in a very big dilemma. They've been in a very big crossroad. Even if they suspend this, they might not accept the suspension. They will continue, because Wike always see PDP as his property. and rightly so, because of what has happened in the past. So for me, PDP is a very big mess. I don't know how they will come out of it.
All right. Ebolumike goes, the action to the G5 is not considered anti-party. The word anti-party is not in the Nigerian constitution. Anything that is not in the constitution does not have any legal backing. The matter is simple. When some governors threw their weight behind Buhari presidential bid in 2014, they decamped from PDP to APC, let G5 governors join the party of the preferred candidate and save themselves the shame of expulsion. No bigger anti-party activity than working for success of another party's candidate, and that's from Victor. Absolutely, they should be suspended because this is nothing but anti-party. Besides, the party can't run this election on the structure of the governor's loyalists. They're just wasting their time. Ayo will stay, and that's from Andy. Now, if the PDP musters courage to suspend their party structures in the so-called G5 states, will any person within the party be eligible to contest in those states? And that's from Prince. That's a tricky one, I perceive. That's a tricky one. Because once again, based on the new electoral laws, only a candidate... There are two main conditions that a candidate can no longer vie for the coming elections. One, if the candidate dies. And two, if the candidate, after swearing an affidavit, presented, I think, to INEC or to a court or something, declaring that they are withdrawing from the election. I think they might need to state a reason or not. But only a candidate can withdraw. The party cannot substitute names any longer, or if the candidate dies, you know. And I suspect it is highly unlikely that these governors or, you know, are going to withdraw their candidature for the positions they are vying for. So I don't... And even if the party expels them, I can't say I know for a certain, but I don't see that affecting their candidature either. I don't see that affecting their candidature either. Except the PDP is willing to sacrifice the party's interests in the governors winning those positions they are vying for. For example, if the PDP is willing to sacrifice its stake in Oyo State, and that would mean not supporting the re-election bid of the governor, Seyi Makinde, and that means the PDP as well is willing to sacrifice its possible stake in the National Assembly in the Senate, because Samuel Otum, Benue State, Ifeanyi Gwanyi Enugu, Okezie Ekpeazu Abia, they are vying to go to the Senate. So if the PDP is willing to sacrifice that, to sacrifice the possibility of winning those elected positions in the Senate, thereby increasing their numbers in the National Assembly. If they were to sacrifice that, then that could affect the chances of these persons. But the PDP cannot substitute their names, you know. And I think the governors know that already as well. Question is, would the PDP be willing to sacrifice the possibility of winning these elected positions just to punish these men? Anyways. Line still open, 0700-93-093. Hi, Dayo. Yes, they have committed anti-party already. I think the structure in the state should be dissolved and they should be expelled. It's always, they always say the party supreme. Baraba Barryman said that. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome.
Hello, Dyer.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you say sacrifice, how do you mean? If the PDP is going to sacrifice, how do you mean?
Okay, this is what I mean. If the party expels them, I'm not sure that it's going to affect. Okay, he's gone. So this is what I meant by if the PDP is willing to sacrifice them, and it's just bringing a different perspective to it, you know. So I do not see how anything the party can do will affect the candidature of these persons. The Oyo State governor who will be seeking re-election, the other three governors who have run eight-year terms already and will be going are seeking seats in the Senate. If the PDP expels them, all, expels them and takes the party structure away from them, or simply takes the party structure away from them, maybe suspends them, the PDP could then work against them, which is where the sacrifice now comes in. So the PDP could order its structure within the state if it takes the party structure away from them, that if it dissolves the existing structures of the party in the state, and then appoints caretaker committees, it could then order these caretaker committees and other structures of the party within the state to work against the ambitions of those governors. For example, it could order its structure in Oyo State to work against Shehi Mark in this re-election. It could order the structure of the party in Benue State, in Enugu, I believe, as well, and the other state, Abia State, to work against the ambitions of those governors who are trying to get into the Senate. They could do that, which is where the sacrifice comes in. If it thinks the sacrifice will be worth it, that is. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome.
Good evening, Dio.
Yeah, go ahead.
Peter Daniel from Ebele. You are asking a responsible question. Which people who came on air to make noise saying that they will suspend them, have they asked themselves this question you are asking? If PDP can they be able to dissolve the existing structure with these governors from unit to ward to LGA and to state and place their own, how many are they supporting Atiku in River State to start with? Where will they find ground to put their structure on existing structure? Does party constitution prescribe that? Why not you? They
What if the party's constitution has that provision for a caretaker committee? I mean, even at the national level, they've had caretaker committees, haven't they?
Are they ready to face the battle?
No, hold on. So if they can have caretaker committees at national level, I'm just asking the logical question here. Why can't they have it at a state level or even other levels also?
Do that. Can you stop election 2023?
No, it won't stop the elections, obviously.
Can you stop the flag bearers? I want to know.
Very likely it won't stop the flag bearers, which is why I raised the issue of the possibility of sacrificing them.
It means they have no case. So they have to go and rest. They say the 5G governors should go their way. They have moved on. And they are small boys. Then why are they disturbing themselves when small boys want to take a stand to...
But the question... one other question I'm asking, which you haven't answered, is this person who have tagged small boys, are they engaging in anti-party activities?
They have not. They are the people that made PDP to stand up to today. Can you remember Ahmadu Sharif, Latif, Alhaji Latif? Remember when APC used Ahmadu Sharif for Borno State to kill PDP?
Governor Yesom Wike was one of the biggest supporters of Ahmadu Sharif. How was the APC responsible for that?
And he was the person that removed Ahmadu Sharif. Then Wike has been carrying PDP along since 2015, I think, who left, to 2014, to support Buhari for second for Northern Presidency. That it is their turn.
Was that anti-party at that time?
Yes.
That was anti-party. So if the G5 governors now support the candidate of another party, would that be anti-party?
Yes. Even to be clear.
No, hold on. Just calm down a moment. I asked you if Atiku's actions in the past were anti-party, you said yes. So my question is, and I want you to hear this very clearly, if the G5 governors support, formally and officially, openly support the candidature of a different presidential candidate, different from their party, would that be anti-party activity?
It's not. Already.
Okay.
You know, and you have heard, if you don't know, that article said they should go their way, that he has moved on.
Okay, so when other members of the PDP support other candidates, it's anti-party. But if the G5 governor supports another candidate, that is not anti-party.
When you support another candidate in another party, in a rifle with good reasons.
Oh, okay.
On ground.
Okay.
Even in the law court. With proof. Not supporting playing anti-party in the darkness. If you want to play anti-party, come up only with your reasons and say you have pushing me to the wall. If you...
But it is still anti-party as long as you are playing it publicly.
It's not anti-party. He has a reason for playing.
But you were saying just now, if you want to play anti-party, play it publicly. Those were your words, actually.
Yeah, that is what I'm telling you. You know that.
So if it is not anti-party, what would you call it? How would you describe it?
Listen, I did not say it's not anti-party.
So it is anti-party.
Yes, it's anti-party. Article played anti-party.
So the G5 governors are engaged in anti-party.
Yes, which they want to return to Article the coins when they go market.
Okay, so they're engaged in anti-party activities.
Yes.
But see, according to you, it's a good kind of anti-party.
Any person can go anti-party. If Tinubu, flag bearer of APC, is he playing anti-party? Let me ask you. By having a secret meeting with Nweke or the G5 governors, what can you call that?
Well, if indeed he held meetings with them, he's not holding meetings with them so he can join them in the PDP or
no,
support PDP.
Hold on.
Reportedly, he's not holding meetings with them so he can support a PDP candidate. Reportedly, he's holding meetings with them so that they can support him. So if you're trying to get members of another party to support your own party, that cannot be considered anti-party.
Okay, you know now, Mika is not playing anti-party.
Okay, all right, good to hear from you, but I really have to move on right now. Clement Moses goes, he lives in Dar. Can a party right to withdraw from an election? Huh, that's a serious one. I don't think a party can do that. I'm not aware that the party can write INEC to withdraw from an election. I'm not aware. Is it possible? Once again, we have to interrogate the law, the new Electoral Act, but I'm not aware that that's a possibility. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Dario, good afternoon.
Hi, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm actually interested in this discussion. The scenario presents two different options. First and foremost, the people we are dealing with are time conscious. The period between us and election is less than 60 days or approximately 60 days. There is no Nigerian court that can handle this issue at the shortest possible time. That's number one. Then number two is that the idea of democracy is transition from bullet to ballot box. Now, if that is true, that is transition from bullet to ballot boxes, what it does imply is that the people have chosen to go their separate ways and then support the candidate of their choice. Now, the electoral law is a little bit dicey, which these governors know, because they know that if you begin to pursue it legally, PDP will be losing. I think PDP at this particular point in time is helpless. It's a backing, just like what you consider mad dog backing. That's exactly what is happening to the presidential candidate of PDP and the party structure. You cannot dissolve the state party function, dissolve the local government. Then you cannot see the moral justification for appointing 2,000 political supporters in Rivers State. With that alone, Nweke is covered. And I think the governor is aware of that. That's the more reason why he's pushing for what he wants. And the G5 will get their way. That's the truth.
But are the actions of this governor's anti-party?
There is no doubting the fact that it's anti-party. It's an original question. It is an anti-party. But what has the Constitution of Nigeria, the Federal Republic of Nigeria, said about anti-party? Somebody will defer from one particular political party in the Senate to another party just on the same day, and he's aware of what is happening. What has the Constitution done about that? See, the actors in this particular scenario are aware of the weaknesses of our electoral system, and they are cashing on it big time to do what they want to do.
So you're saying that
anti-party or no party?
So you're saying that there's nothing that the PDP can do that would amount to a proper sanction of these governors?
The truth of the matter is that PDP is handicapped as it is now. And the reason why they are handicapped is that the governor has actually nudged them to a point where time, and then of course strategy has taken over the defense of the
party. But even then, even if a suspension or an expulsion may not have, as desired a result or effect as the party's national leadership might want, in each of these states, take River State, for example, you still have existing PDP members who are pro-Atiku. I don't know how many they are. I don't know if their numbers rival the numbers of those in support of the River State governor. But whatever the case is, you have members of the PDP, and I might restate that, you have even high-ranking members of the PDP structure within the state who are pro what's happening at the PDP national level right now. And I perceive that the same goes for the other four states where the governors are members of the G5 group as well. There are members of their party structure who are in support of the Atiku train, who are in the Atiku train. Are you saying that even those members, based on orders from the national level, are completely irrelevant in the scheme of things in their states?
No, it is not a matter of them not being relevant in the scheme of things. What I'm saying, and which is very, very precise, is this, that the G5 members have actually cashed on the period, the window opportunity provided by I agree and I don't agree to put their house in order. I can tell you that if you dissolve the party structure in the state, how many days will it take you to assemble a new team under caretaker committee? Hello?
Yeah, go on.
This same caretaker committee will still go back to the local government and set up a caretaker committee, and we have less than 60 days to the election. Now, give or take, it will take an average of 15 to 20 days to do this.
I'm not sure. If it is possible to dissolve, once again, we have to consider the possibility of all of this, even though it's all hypothetical. But assuming it's possible to dissolve the state's exco and the local government exco and all of that, I don't think you need a lot of days to appoint caretaker committees. I mean, it's an appointment. You're not conducting elections here. You just say, oh yeah, you come. You are this, you are that.
Are they going to be there as figurehead standing? Don't they need the support of the people? Especially in an election era where people are in need of political empowerment.
But like I said, now, what is party structure really? Party structure is a few so-called big men in the parties and who are controlling so-called smaller people as well. So each of these, for example, pro-Atiku persons who may be considered big men in their own right, they have people that they also who support them, who constitute their own structures in their various communities and localities also.
My dear, let me tell you this before I go. This is what is certain. If you appoint the caretaker committee, where are they going to operate from? Recently, there was an issue in Alu that really happened. Even though that is under contest, who are those that are going to stick out their head in order to stand the firepower of what is going on during this election period?
When you say where are they going to operate from, you are talking about a physical office. At the end of the day, office is not going to go to the polling unit. It's people who are going to go to the polling units to cast their votes. The office will remain where it is.
There are some things that we don't need to even try. That will amount to waste of energy and strength. The truth of the matter is that PDP is handicapped. It can't do more than a dead dog. Thank you.
All right. I still got some time to go before 5 o'clock, about 11 minutes to go before 5, the news update comes on. Though the actions of the G5 governors constitute anti-party activities, as PDP considers expulsion of G5 governors dissolution of party structures in their states. Hello, Hard Fact, to welcome. Please go on.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm discussing.
Yes, I thought they
are playing antipathy. Yeah? Hello?
Go ahead.
I said that what they're doing is antipathy. That I think that the PDP and others, that is the afraid of them, maybe.
Okay, apologize. The connection is not clear at all. Call back if you can, please. Tony Harry on Facebook goes, let the music play. Well, it is playing, no doubt. Okowa Jones, the PDP at this point is helpless. All the noise about sanctioning the erring governors, it's all about making it look as if something is being done. It will be so foolish to engage with itself this war that is being propagated. But isn't there a war already? I mean, if the G5 governors proclaim by January that they are supporting the candidate, the presidential candidate of another party, has the battle line not been drawn? Because when persons talk about a war that's coming, a war that is looming, when exactly is this war going to start if the war hasn't started already? Which is one of the things I asked at the start of the show today. Is the PDP like the three wise men waiting for a star in the heavens or some kind of a sign or some angels to appear to them and say, oh yes, this is now anti-party, the war has begun? I don't know. So what is it that's going to signal it precisely? Once again, is it the governors declaring their support for the candidate, a presidential candidate of a different party? And even if that were the ultimate sign, Okowa Charles, if that were the ultimate sign, then the war is on. Except you're saying that even in the midst of the war, when your people are being slaughtered like chickens, you just fold your arms and you do nothing, which I think Okowa Charles literally is saying, if I'm to interpret your comment here. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome. Hello? A very good afternoon to you. Nice worker. How is the vanguard against itself cannot stand? The PDP party or National Working Committee does not have any constitutional powers to remove any of the five integrity governors. On the grounds of some conjecturing or endless permutations of empty threats of removing any of the five integrity governors of the PDP, the best it could do is suspend them. Hence, their actions could be viewed as anti-party, but still it is not constitutional. NBPDP is wasting its time. That's from Prince. The truth is that the PDP has failed internally. If the Nigerian constitution supports freedom of association and the G5 is associating with people of like minds as theirs anywhere in the world, the supreme law supersedes any anti-party constitution. That's from Michael Happy. But then again, logically speaking, political parties are like a club. And every club has a constitution. Every club has rules, has guidelines, which determine the comportment, the composure, the behavior, or the expected behavior of members of the club. And there are those actions that will be deemed as in the interest of the club, and there are those actions that will be deemed as against the interest of the club. And I don't think that any club would want to keep persons who are working against the interest of the club. Just kind of like the way Manchester United was insistent on holding on to Cristiano Ronaldo. But at some point, in fact, on several levels, it was obvious that Ronaldo was no longer working in the interest of Manchester United. And at some point, they had to say, you know what, we've got to let him go. And they severed ties with him. The contract with him was terminated. Even though Ronaldo, of course, had already indicated interest to leave the club before then. But even when we have had cases in the past where football clubs have terminated contracts with players, even when those players did not signify an interest to leave the club, because the club considered their actions as being anti-party, as being anti-club. So it makes sense. Whether the word anti-party is written in the constitution, whether the Federal Republic of Nigeria or a political party's constitution or not. I mean, there must be expected behavior of party members, and if you go against that, I mean, there should be some repercussions for that. I suppose it just seems logical. Whether it's realistic or not is a different matter entirely, but it just seems like the logical approach. Now, why has the PDP not been able to hold NEC meeting up to now? Why are they shying away from holding NEC and BOT meetings, in which forum they would meet when at Ketika committees for the G5 states? That's in Cletus. Maybe they're waiting for this groundbreaking announcement, as it were. Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, go ahead.
In respect to what is being discussed, I think the PDP National Office is just trying to make a futile fight. Futile fight in the sense that they should choose which war to wage, which war to fight. This is a losing battle for them. They should allow the five governors to be so that they can go ahead with their own campaign towards 2022.
Even if they publicly support the presidential candidate of another party?
It did happen here in 2019. Amechi supported AAC. Nothing happened.
Why did Amechi? No, the circumstances are very different. Why did Amechi support the candidate of AAC?
They lost their candidate to be presented. In this case,
exactly. So how is that the same as this?
Level playing field. They have stated.
No. Hold on. Calm down. Don't rush. How is that scenario the same as this scenario?
If there was no expulsion or anti-party activated at that point, why should it be activated here?
Now, once again, you are deliberately missing the obvious point I'm raising. The scenarios are two very different scenarios. In that election, the APC had no candidate at all.
In this scenario,
the PDP has a candidate.
Hello?
In this scenario, the PDP has a candidate.
And in the same scenario, there are obvious reasons why they will not support them. The reasons are known to us all.
No, whatever the reasons are, the simple point I was trying to make, which once again you seem to be shying away from, is the scenario with the 2015 APC AAC scenario is completely different from this scenario. I don't even see a connection at all.
Well, if you read Animal Farm.
What does Animal Farm have to do with this?
For the pig.
You just seem to be grabbing at anything to further try to complicate the matter. But anyways, good to hear from you though. I mean, the next thing he would talk about the Lord of the Rings. If you watch Lord of the Rings trilogy, you know, you will see where Gandalf the Grey was able to wave a wand against anti-parties. I don't get it really. But good to hear from you though. Hello, Dan. For me, if PDP were PDP, we know them before under OBJ era. By now, the so-called PDP G5 will have become ex-governors. Suspension of them is long overdue. The more Governor Wike and his governors making noise in Atiku, the popular Atiku becomes. That's from Abdul Ghani. And okay, this is not connected to what's being discussed right now. Dejak goes, what is anti-party? How can a governor decide to tell his party members and by extension the entire people of the state to vote for another party instead of their own party? They should be expelled. Thank you. Anyways, the next few days are definitely going to be a very interesting one. Like some callers have said, and I have inferred as well, I don't know what else the PDP is waiting for, that which will constitute anti-party activity. Maybe once again they're waiting for that star in the sky, the one that appeared to the three wise men. But maybe when that star does appear, maybe at the time the G5 governors may or will announce their support for the presidential candidate of another party, It will be interesting to see what steps they take, really, whether it's a suspension or expulsion. If they want to remove the party structures under control of the governors, how exactly are they going to go about doing that? Would they be willing to sacrifice the possibility of these governors winning these elected positions for their party? A lot remains to be seen.